Firefighters in Northern California feel they're turning a corner in fighting the wildfires, but still, 75,000 people are evacuated, 5,700 homes and businesses destroyed, over 40 people dead, the most important statistics. But people are also looking at the economy. Napa's wine country was hit hard, so was cannabis production. Marijuana is a $21 billion industry in California, and recreational pot isn't fully legal yet. State voters approved a law last November. Retail sales are set to begin in January. Hezekiah Allen is executive director of the trade group, the California Growers Association. He joins us by Skype. And Hezekiah, I can hear listeners, you know, fill in the blank jokes about the marijuana crop, you know, going up in smoke. But this is serious business.
I mean, absolutely. You're right. It's hitting us just as hard. Unprecedented, devastating losses are really the only way to describe it at this point.
Yeah, well, most farmers, we understand, lost about a year's worth of work, not just the plants in the ground, but the harvested product.
Yeah. So, you know, we're in the middle of harvest season right now. So that means a lot of folks had plants, you know, maybe in their drying sheds. Maybe they were in the process of trimming them, of sorting them. A lot of work going on the farm this time of year. But we've got about 30 individual farms that have suffered significant losses to their crops. And, you know, a lot of folks are just getting reentry into evacuated areas. So we do expect those numbers to continue to grow.
Yeah. And by the way, you are really communicating how serious a business this is. This isn't people with pots on their porch. Talk about what some of these farms look like, the bigger ones.
Sure. You know, I mean, all cannabis grown in California is grown at a pretty small scale. But, you know, folks have probably seen maybe a farmer's market farm, couple acres of mixed crops, livestock, and then, you know, you've got your cannabis somewhere mixed in. And, you know, they're definitely, these are commercial farms. This isn't hobby grows.
Talk a little bit more about this. Again, as an industry, people who are growing in California have invested in permits. What's some of the money involved?
Yeah, you know, licenses will be available for the first time in California's history on January 1st of 2018. And so in the lead up to that, folks have had a lot of work to do to meet different regulatory requirements to be ready for licensure. Baseline, we're probably talking about $75,000. We've seen some projects run as high, you know, as a few hundred thousand or even more than a million if there were some, you know, maybe some environmental damages that they needed to clean up.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that people have had to spend $75,000 or up to a million?
Yeah, and that's sort of a baseline. You know, pretty typically the cost of permitting and the cost of compliance is, you know, probably closer to $100,000, $150,000, even $200,000.
Well, and is there crop insurance for marijuana?
You know, this time next year, I think I'd be able to answer yes. But at the time, there are a few underwriters that claim they have policies available. No one that I've talked to has them. So, you know, it's sort of emerging in real time. And as far as I can tell, crop insurance won't be helping folks out.
Well, do we understand, too, that marijuana growers aren't allowed to put the cash from their sales into banks?
You know, that is absolutely true. We did have one report, heartbreakingly enough, that not only was the home and the crop lost, so was the all cash savings that the grower had to keep on the farm. And this is one of those risks of not being able to put your savings in the bank.
Why can't they? I mean, medical marijuana has been legal in California since 1996.
The banks are regulated at the federal level. So until we see federal policy change, we're going to continue to face limited access to banks.
Huh. So what happens now?
I mean, right now, our hearts and our thanks are with the first responders. Everyone's got to stay safe and get through these fires. And, you know, I know a lot of our folks that I've talked to are really scratching their heads and pretty heartbroken about how they're going to make it to next March, which is when we'll plant our next crops. And then, you know, really how to make it to next harvest in October, a year from now.
Well, we know you started a You Caring page to help raise money for the members of the association. Hezekiah Allen, executive director of the California Growers Association, the statewide trade group for the marijuana industry, a $21 billion industry in that state. Hezekiah, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.